Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very, very happy to sit with you. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. So please take your seat, whether you're on a cushion on the floor like me, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And sitting in a chair is fine. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And if you don't feel well, feel free to lie down. So as you may have noticed, I am sending you videos once a week during the pandemic, and which I will continue to do for the duration instead of once a month. Because I, like so many of you, I just want to do what I think I can do to be helpful during this very intense time. So today I want to talk about, before we sit, I want to talk about having compassion for people who make you angry. But before I do, let me just ask you, what would you like to hear about? What could I discuss before our next practice that would speak to what you are struggling with? What are you interested in? Just please let me know in comments. I would be really grateful, because that's why I'm doing this. So compassion for people who make you angry. I wanted to talk about that because I was going to say I'm hearing from a lot of people who are angry and are wondering, well, how can I be a good person, a nice person, a spiritual person, and also want to smack someone? But really, I'm angry too. There are a lot of things going on that are making me angry. I don't think that's weird. There are a lot of, it's an intense time. People are saying crazy things and worse, actually harmful and dangerous things. So it makes me particularly angry to see people spread theories that are unproven, who don't actually know if what they're spreading is true. That's called propaganda. That makes me angry. Maybe something else is making you angry. That's cool. So how are we supposed to be kind to people who do things that we think are awful or dangerous? So spoiler alert, the first thing to know is you do not have to like them. You can still be a very spiritual, wonderful, excellent, awesome person who is angry and calls people out and has judgments and gets riled up. Why? Because you're a human being, and that's how we roll. So please don't worry if you think, oh, I shouldn't feel this and I should feel that. Well, maybe you should and you shouldn't, but that's not how it is. So now what? Let's look at what we are feeling. So again, you don't, in order to feel compassion for someone, you don't have to like them. When I learned that, I was very relieved. You don't have to let them off the hook. You don't have to forgive them, excuse them, or have any version in your mind of, oh, poor them, they must be suffering so much to have such lunatic opinions. Okay, yeah, maybe they are suffering. Maybe there's a reason. I'm sure there is a reason why people say things that could actually be harmful to others. They probably don't think that that's what they're doing. But anyway, that's a whole other story for other types of people to discuss. But the point I want to make is compassion and being nice are not the same thing. So you don't have to feel kindly disposed in order to feel compassion. I think that's very interesting. I'll explain why. Not why I think it's interesting, but how one might actually do that. So again, you are entitled to what you feel. No problem. You can hate, you can judge, you can feel harsh, all of that. There's only one thing that you can't do, and that is to imagine that you are any different than the person that you are so upset with. Now, of course, it's a matter of degree, and you are different in all sorts of ways, but if you're angry at someone for spreading something untruthful, let's say, without knowing what they're talking about, you could ask yourself, have I ever done that? Have I ever said anything that I actually didn't know was true? But it made me feel better to say it. Well, just speaking for myself, the answer is, yeah. Again, it's a matter of degree. If you're angry at someone for going outside in a way that could endanger others, wearing masks, not wearing masks, whatever your opinion is about what is harmful, and you see the thing that you think is harmful and you're like, I'm so angry at them, there's no way I can have compassion for them. Well, okay, here's the first thing you do. Have compassion for yourself. There is no compassion without first directing it toward yourself. So you soften toward yourself and you think, that person's really upsetting me. This hurts me. This scares me. I feel for myself. That is the place to start. Not because it has psychological benefits, although I'm sure it does, but because that is the key that unlocks compassion for others. The first recipient must be yourself, because that initial softening takes you away from beep, 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 and redirects you to something is scaring me, something is upsetting me. Let me take care of myself. So that's a very important softening, that first step, for all sorts of reasons. Then you can think, well, I'm upset because of this, that, and the other. That's absolute, and you're sure you're right. So then you ask yourself, have I ever done that? Any version of that? And if the answer is yes, which, you know, it is very likely to be, then again, you can still be upset and angry, but you can't look at that person as them, in the sense of us, we are the people who believe the right things, and them, you are the people who believe the wrong things. We're all in this together. And actually, what I'm upset at you for, I too have done. And when I did it, it was because I was suffering. So I'm not letting you off the hook. Still going to call you out when it's appropriate. But I can find a way to remain connected to you, human to human. And with that connection, all sorts of conversation is possible. And without it, really dreadful things can happen and have happened in our world when people lose sight of the humanity of others. So just to recap briefly, to feel compassion for people who are angry, first object of compassion is yourself. Notice that you are scared, you're upset. Soften, care about yourself. Next step, have I ever done that? This thing that I'm so pissed about. Again, it's a matter of degree. I have not lied to nations of people in order to get something good for myself. But have I lied to a group of people because I wanted to get something? Well, probably. You know, I don't think I was being vicious, but I probably made that mistake in my life. So it doesn't excuse anything, but it reinforces that we are in this together. And as Martin Luther King said, and I hope I don't butcher this quote, we may have all come here in different ships, but we're in the same boat now. Well, that's true. We're in the same boat now. We have to look at each other, look at our neighbors, look at our friends, look at our enemies, and think, not how am I going to get to the shore of sanity and push you out of the boat, but how are we going to get there? That's a very tall order, but there is no other question that makes sense, that doesn't lead to chaos and violence. So start with small things. You see someone outside not wearing a mask or wearing a mask, whichever one you think they is right, they're not doing it. They're doing the opposite. So feel concern for yourself. Soften towards yourself for being frightened by that person. Then ask yourself, have I ever disregarded the rules that would benefit the most in order to do something I felt like doing? And if the answer is yes, look again at that person, not to forgive them or go, oh, it's okay, but to think, I am like you. I am like you. And then see what happens. It's a lot to deal with right now. A lot to manage. And it's uncharted territory. So if you're feeling confused, if you're having strange moods, if you're having weird dreams, if you're laughing one minute and crying the next, then you are just like me, because those are the things that I'm experiencing too. And I guess, is what happens when the rug is pulled out from under us. So this is the chance, my friends, to see how big our hearts are, how much we can care, how far we can push outside of our comfort zones to care about others. This is the time. This is it. If there was a test, we're in it. So be brave. Have confidence in yourself. Trust your practice, because it truly is the ground of goodness. And know that you are not alone. You are not alone. What you feel, I feel too, as do countless others. And though we may be isolated in our homes right now without an ability to feel that connection to our tribe, the connection is there nonetheless. So please take care of yourself. Know that I'm thinking of you and sending love, and that I'm very happy that we can sit together in meditation. I'm honored. So let's do it. Begin your practice by establishing your posture, which begins with noticing that you have a body. So you're not, the body is what's doing the practice. So we're not trying to shape an object into a particular form. We're actually feeling the posture take root in our actual personal body. So sit up straight. When you sit up straight, you claim your dignity. Let the hands rest on the legs, just above the knee, or somewhere that feels comfortable. Let the belly soften. I often feel when I'm anxious that I'm either leaning forward, like, what's that? Or leaning back, like, uh-oh. But here in this meditation practice, I don't have anything to ward, to be afraid of or lean away from, because it's just me sitting here. So I can sit up right in the middle of my cushion or chair without too far forward or too far back, just in the middle. So find that in yourself. Nowhere to get to or run from, just right here. Let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed. But the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. And please notice that there is no one in here talking. It is quiet. And you can always just return to this natural quietude within. Not because I'm making it up, but because it's true. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning there's no breathing technique. Just keep breathing. The eyes are open in this practice. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet, 1.5 meters or less, depending on where your screen is. And let there be a sense, rather than reaching out with the eyes, that what you're looking at is coming toward you a little bit to be seen. You don't have to reach for anything. Soften the brow. let your attention rest on the breath. This means feel the breath. So we're not focusing, we're not noticing, we're not observing, we're resting with the breath. So it's like the breath can carry you, bringing your attention in on the in-breath and flowing out on the out-breath. So nice. So this is a chance for your mind to just rest on the wave of breath. At the same time, of course, your mind will keep thinking thoughts because that's what it does. No big deal. The great majority of your thoughts will come and go like fireflies lighting up and going out. You don't have to do anything about them. Yay. If you notice, however, that you've become absorbed in thought completely to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, also excellent, very wakeful moment that, see that. You're thinking. You could label it thinking, if that's useful. Then let go. Just gently come back to the breath and begin again, feeling the waves of breath. And enjoying your own silence. So this is our practice, and we'll sit together for a few more minutes. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. The Open Heart Project is a miracle and a jewel. And I'm so glad you're a part of it. I'll see you next week.